Imagine waking at 3 a.m., driven by an irresistible creative urge, or working obsessively through the night while the world sleeps. For science fiction pioneer Octavia Butler, these pre-dawn hours were sacred. We all have some weirdness, and this is mine. Butler's early morning ritual wasn't just quirky. It was essential to her creative survival, allowing her to work without external influence. "Screw inspiration," she declared, advocating instead for unwavering daily discipline. This tension between routine and rebellion lies at the heart of Mason Curry's fascinating exploration of how extraordinary women have carved out time and space for their art, often against formidable odds. Through 143 profiles spanning disciplines and eras, we discover that creative genius isn't about finding the perfect routine. It's about creating a personal system that protects what matters most, the sacred space where art happens. History's most groundbreaking female artists thrived because of their peculiarities, not despite them. Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama has lived in a mental hospital since 1977, creating art daily as her method of survival against pain and anxiety. Creative patterns varied dramatically. Poet Elizabeth Bishop worked in irregular bursts. Her poem, The Moose, took 20 years. Choreographer Pina Bausch developed her dance theater through marathon sessions with dancers, working from morning until dawn. Many artists required complete absorption. Louisa May Alcott wrote in manic vortex periods, wearing her scribbling suit, a black woolen pinafore and cap whose position signaled her creative state. Low meant intense work. Askew showed excitement. Removed meant despair. This immersion transcended disciplines. Isadora Duncan spent endless days seeking divine expression through movement. Novelist Colette, initially forced to write while locked in a room, later acknowledged, "A prison is indeed one of the best workshops." These approaches reveal creative work demands more than time management. It requires complete fusion of artist and art. Many creative women discovered freedom in learning what to neglect. Playwright Zoe Akins needed vast stretches of unscheduled time, appearing idle to others. Yet she maintained this apparent disorganization was essential for creative thought. Political activist Grace Paley managed her roles through pure neglect, embracing life's competing demands as privileges. Susan Sontag chose decisively between the life and the project, working in intense, obsessional stretches rather than daily routines. This strategic neglect reflects the finite nature of creative energy. Painter Agnes Martin exemplified this by cultivating a vacant mind for inspiration, living primitively in remote New Mexico. Despite her schizophrenia, she maintained an incredible act of will to quiet internal voices, proving that excellence often requires sacrificing society's expectations of women. Many female artists saw suffering as intrinsic to creativity. Marie Bashkirtseff, the Russian-born painter who died from tuberculosis at 25, maintained a strict daily schedule even after her diagnosis. "Everything seems petty and uninteresting. Everything except my work," she wrote in 1883. "Life, taken thus, may be beautiful." Swiss-French intellectual Germain de Staël declared, "One must, in one's life, make a choice between boredom and suffering," embracing the latter. Exiled for opposing Napoleon, she transformed her Swiss residence into an intellectual hub while writing in stolen moments. Dorothy Parker struggled with writing, following a pattern of procrastination that frustrated her editors. "Everything that isn't writing is fun," she famously quipped. In contrast, Edna Ferber wrote daily at 9 a.m., targeting 1,000 words, a discipline that yielded 50 years of prolific work. Margaret Mitchell spent 7 years crafting Gone with the Wind, often producing just a few salvageable lines after nights of labor. These accounts demonstrate that creative achievement stems not from ease, but from persistence through difficulty. Women throughout history have shown remarkable persistence in pursuing creative work despite significant barriers. Harriet Beecher Stowe, mother of seven, demanded her own writing space in 1841, predating Virginia Woolf's famous concept by decades. She wrote for 3 hours daily despite constant interruptions, describing it as rowing against wind and tide. Piano prodigy Clara Schumann struggled when her husband Robert's need for silence prevented her from practicing. She eventually claimed the evening hours of 6 to 8 when he visited a tavern. Despite managing 8 children alone, she performed 139 public concerts during their 14-year marriage. Artist Rosa Bonheur obtained one of Paris's rare cross-dressing licenses to study anatomy in slaughterhouses. She lived with partner Natalie Macaus for 40 years, maintaining a private menagerie that allowed her to paint animals from life. These women's stories demonstrate that creative achievement stems not from perfect conditions, but from unwavering commitment despite, and sometimes because of, constraints. The most profound artistic achievements often emerge from transforming lived experience into creative expression. Janet Frame wrote 12 novels, 4 story collections, poetry, and a 3-volume autobiography despite spending 8 years in psychiatric institutions. Her first book, published while institutionalized, won a literary prize that saved her from a scheduled lobotomy. Gloria Naylor wrote her debut novel, The Women of Brewster Place, while juggling work as a hotel switchboard operator, college, and a divorce. She wrote during days off, between classes, and night shifts. Yet Naylor maintained, "I was not an overly disciplined person. It was something I wanted to do. It was helping me achieve order because my personal life had been in total chaos." Portrait artist Alice Neal painted daily despite poverty, critical neglect, and single motherhood. She worked at night while her son slept, then during school hours as they grew older. She insisted, "If you decide you are going to have children and give up painting during the time you have them, you give it up forever. It must be a continuous thing." These stories reveal a fundamental truth. Creative work isn't something you find time for, it's something you build your life around. The key insight from these creative lives isn't that there's one perfect routine. It's that each person must discover their own rhythm. The early rising Octavia Butler and night owl Colette thrived on opposite schedules. The methodical Edna Ferber and burst-driven Dorothy Parker found success through contrasting approaches. The essential questions are, what conditions allow your unique creative voice to emerge? What rituals unlock your deepest insights? What boundaries protect your creative energy? In a world fixated on productivity hacks, these women's stories reveal a deeper truth. Creative excellence comes from building a life around what matters most to you, not following someone else's formula. Their diverse approaches prove there are infinite paths to meaningful work. The only true failure is abandoning your creative voice because it doesn't match others' definitions of success. The masterpiece isn't just what these women created, it's how they created the conditions that made their work possible.